Now you actually ended up receiving Herceptin. How did that happen?
I had been done with chemo almost a year. And I know there's a lot of controversy about how long you're done with your chemo, whether it's acceptable. But I felt that, you know, I had basically one chance at getting cured. And I couldn't live with myself if I didn't know I did everything I could have possibly done to get cured. And then if I'm not cured, well, you know, I did everything I could. So one of my patients who has breast cancer called me one day and said, "Did you hear what they're talking about at the ASCO meeting?" I thought she was calling for a prescription because she knew she had a HER2-positive tumor also. And after she called me, I called Dr. Vogel, and he said, "Yeah." And he called my insurance company, and I couldn't believe it. They paid for it. So he
And how long after the news came out at the ASCO oncology meeting did this happen?
Well, ASCO was in May, and I started like the end of May.
Wow. So your insurance company had already kind of picked up the news about the research and was ready to go?
No, I think that Dr. Vogel wrote them a letter preemptively.
I see.
And that did the trick.
I see. What was it like receiving Herceptin?
It was surprisingly mild. The worst part was I'd had my port removed, and I was on an every 3 week schedule. And we kind of used up the veins, and, you know, I wasn't used to that. I was used to my nice port. So that was tough. And then, you know, I'd work in the morning, drive up to Boca, get the Herceptin, and then I kind of take it easy that evening and try to have a light schedule the next day. Because I usually, sometimes I did feel a little tired the next day, but I always thought maybe it's just the power of suggestion. But after a while, I thought, yeah, maybe I do feel a little tired the following day. But after that, I was fine.
No side effects?
None at all.